Welcome to Herd Mentality, a podcast from StoneX where we discuss global dairy markets and what's driving them. Remember that the trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. We're recording this Wednesday night U.S. time, Thursday morning Singapore time. With me is Jeanette Tan. She's our newest broker out of the Singapore office. I believe she's the newest broker across the entire dairy group. This week was the SGX conference in Singapore, so I wanted to talk to Jeanette, get a little bit of her background, and hear what she heard and what she learned at the SGX conference. Jeanette, you're new to the StoneX team, but you're not new to dairy. Can you give us a little bit about your background?
Yep. Thanks, Nate. So I've been in the dairy industry for almost 7 years, all of which I've been based in Singapore, servicing mostly Southeast Asian markets and a little bit of China. So I started my journey in dairy with Numedia for about 4 years, where I focused mostly on customer acquisition and sales of the standard commoditized dairy ingredients like milk powders and whey powders to Asia. I also did some product development with the buyers, helping them discover different dairy ingredients through education and some testing and experimentation. And then after 4 years, I moved to Pure Dairy, where I stayed for about 2 years, taking on additional sourcing and book allocation responsibilities. And now I'm in StoneX. I started last week and jumped right into the NZX event, the SGX event that started this Monday and just concluded yesterday.
It's great to have someone with experience in those physical markets. A lot of our team has more of a financial tools background than physical trading background. So you were at the SGX Dairy Conference. What do you think the sentiment was? We have a GDT event coming up next week. Was the sentiment mostly bullish or mostly bearish?
Firstly, the turnout was pretty good. I think we had participants all across like Europe, the US, even Asia and China as well, across a different mix of people like traders, distributors, end users, suppliers, and even market analysts there. So I managed to speak to most of them. It was not surprising that the outlook was pretty mixed, the sentiment. On the supply and analyst side, they seem to think that the market is pretty bullish, especially since we've seen increased trade activity in the past few weeks, and the market has been going up for a while. The suppliers believe that the current prices are a result of market equilibrium, so it should at least remain firm until end of the year or into Q1 even. However, the buyers, mostly from Asia, on one hand, they also agree that the market feels firm and has been pretty bullish, but they are seeing an underlying weakness in buyers' demand. In the spot market, buyers are seeing lower prices for prom Q4 offers, while Q1 offers remain high at the expected bullish levels. But this increased market activity that we've seen in the past few weeks, I think it's mostly due to lower Q4 prices. So there is buying interest for Q1, but not many trades done at the higher prices compared to the Q4 prices. Also in China, it seems the combined effect of the Chinese stimulus package plus the sudden dip in the SSE, the Shanghai Composite Index, just happened yesterday. It could be signaling some bearishness in the market and might be a change in market direction soon. So the Chinese buyers are now more hesitant and are starting to pull back their interest, actually. So I think we might be on the cusp of a change.
That's an interesting point. In the week leading up to the Golden Week holiday, the Chinese government announced a big stimulus package, which sent Chinese equities up 25, 28%, something like that. But after the holiday was over, there was a pretty big correction, about a 6% drop, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and then just, I think 2 days ago, the Shanghai Composite Index came down pretty sharply after about 2 weeks of bullish run. So I think, you know, from the beginning, customers are always a bit apprehensive about, you know, how bullish the market is, because on their end, it doesn't seem like an increase in demand. So yeah, for the market to continuously be increasing in prices and being so bullish, they're always a bit skeptical. And then now that we see a little bit of weakness somewhere, they're going to cling on to it. So again, it's a battle between the buyers and the suppliers. Who's going to hold out the longest?
Was there much talk about milk production in New Zealand or in China?
Not really. The suppliers are pretty happy with their production levels. As I said before, I think they think that the market is in equilibrium at the current price level. In China, the milk production is increasing. There's a lot of fresh milk in China itself. We know that a lot of the manufacturers, they used to use imported whole milk, imported skim in their production. However, with the availability of fresh milk, they switched their recipes to use fresh milk instead because it lowers their cost. And also it's like a clean label movement.
And that's what prices tell us. Prices are sitting here at 10-year lows, farm gate milk price in China. So it still suggests that there's plenty of domestically produced milk available. Is there anything that you heard or learned at the conference that you weren't expecting?
As a traditionally physical trader, it was very insightful for me to be speaking to, you know, the dairy risk management people, the speculators, the derivative traders. So I did learn a lot from them. And also, I think, according to my other colleagues, this dairy risk management teams seem to be growing as companies that are active in the physical dairy market are investing more into their dairy derivative teams. And then we also have a lot of buyers that, like traditional physical buyers, the manufacturers and the distributors, they're also starting to be more open-minded about trading on the derivative markets on top of managing their risk as well.
That is interesting. But now that you mention it, we have seen that in Europe as well, where the derivatives teams are growing. I guess the last thing, GDT next week, do you think the index is going to be up or down?
That's the $1 million question. honestly, with the amount of volatility we have seen in just the past few days, I can't say for certain, but I would not be surprised if the market changes.
Yeah, I was working through the numbers earlier today, and with where the futures were sitting, I guess it would have been close business on Wednesday, Singapore time. The futures were suggesting that the index will be up just, I think, 0.2%. And when I looked at my own forecast, it was up just 0.1%. So I'm with you. It could go either way next week. All right. With that, welcome to the team and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Nate. Have a good day.
The StoneX Dairy Team spans the US, EU, Asia, and Oceania, providing market intelligence, analysis, and forecasts through our interactive data platform called StoneX Plus, as well as full-service brokerage on the major dairy exchanges, the CME, EEX, and SGX. If you're interested in finding out more about our market intelligence or brokerage services, you can find more information on StoneX.com.
This communication is issued in the European Economic Area by StoneX Financial Europe SA, SFE by the SFE presenters noted. StoneX is the trade name used by StoneX Group INC and all its associated entities and subsidiaries. StoneX Group Inc. companies provide financial services worldwide through its subsidiaries, including physical commodities, securities, exchange-traded and over-the-counter, under derivatives, risk management, global payments and foreign exchange products in accordance with applicable law in the jurisdictions where services are provided. References to certain over-the-counter ROTCA products or swaps are made on behalf of StoneX Markets, LLC SXM, a member of the National Futures Association NFA and provisionally registered with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission CFTC as a swap dealer. SXM products are designed only for individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. Wealth management is offered through SA Stone Wealth Management Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, and SA Stone Investment Advisors Inc., and SEC Registered Investment Advisor, both wholly owned subsidiaries of StoneX Group Inc. StoneX Financial Limited SFL is registered in England and Wales, company No. 5,616,586. SFL is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority registration number FRN 446,717 to provide to professional and eligible customers including arrangement, execution and, where required, clearing derivative transactions in exchange-traded futures and options. SFL is also authorized to engage in the arrangement and execution of transactions in certain OTC products, certain securities trading, precious metals trading and payment services to eligible customers. SFL is authorized regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Payment Services Regulations 2017 for the provision of payment services. SFL is a Category 1 ring dealing member of the London Metal Exchange. In addition, SFL also engages in other physically delivered commodities business and other general business activities which are unregulated and not required to be authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. StoneX Financial Europe SA, SFE is a securities trading firm registered in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg under company No. RC Lux B 10821. SFE is authorized by the Luxembourg Ministry of Finance and regulated by the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier registration No. P00000012 to carry out, inter alia, the activities of investment advisor, portfolio manager, professional acting on own account, broker in financial instruments, and commission agent. StoneX Financial PTE LTD Co., Reg. No. 20113059 8R SFP is regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore and is a capital market service licensee for dealing in capital market products, an exempt financial advisor for advising on investment products and issuing or promulgating analyses/reports on investment products and a major payment institution for cross-border money transfer service. StoneX Financial HK Limited CNO, BCQ152SHK is regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in futures contracts. StoneX Group Inc. acts as agent for SFL in New York with respect to its payment services business. StoneX Financial Thai Limited, SFA Akin, 14177-4727 holds an Australian financial service license and is regulated by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission AFSL, 345646. StoneX Securities Co. Limited, SSJ Co., Reg. No. 01040104719 is regulated by the Japanese Financial Services Agency as a Taipei Financial Instruments Business Operator. Kanto Local Finance Bureau FIBO No. 291 is a member of the Financial Futures Association of Japan for dealing and broking FX and FX option transactions, and is a member of the Japan Securities Dealers Association for dealing and broking stock indices and option transactions. The information herein is not a recommendation to trade nor investment research or an offer to buy or sell any financial product. It does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation or needs, and does not create a binding obligation on any of the StoneX Group Inc. of companies to enter into any transaction with you. You are advised to perform an independent investigation of any transaction to determine whether any transaction is suitable for you. This material should be construed as the solicitation of an account, order, and slash or services provided by the FCM division of StoneX Financial Inc., SFI NFAID 0476094 or StoneX Markets LLC SXM NFAID 0449652 and represents the opinions and viewpoints of the individual authors or presenters and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of SFI or SXM. It does not constitute an individualized recommendation or take into account the particular trading objectives, financial situations, or needs of individual customers. Additionally, this material should not be construed as research material. The trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter OCC products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and you should fully understand the risks prior to trading. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. All references to and discussion of OTC products or swaps are made solely on behalf of SXM. All references to futures and options on futures trading are made solely on behalf of SFI. SXM products are intended to be traded only by individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. SFI and SXM are not responsible for any redistribution of this material by third parties or any trading decisions taken by persons not intended to view this material. Information contained herein was obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but is not guaranteed as to its accuracy. Contact designated personnel from SFI or SXM for specific trading advice to meet your trading preferences. SFP may distribute analysis/report produced by its respective foreign affiliates within the StoneX Group of companies pursuant to an arrangement under Regulation 32C of the Financial Advisors Regulations. Recipients should contact SFP at 65-6309-1000 for any matters arising from or in connection with this podcast. No part of this material may be copied or duplicated in any form by any means or redistributed without the prior written consent of Stone X Group, Inc. The podcast herein is not directed to or intended for distribution to or use by any person or entity who is a citizen or resident of or located in any locality, state, country, or other jurisdiction where such distribution, publication, availability, or use would be contrary to law or regulation. Copyright 2024 Stone X Group, Inc. All rights reserved.